Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began yesterday on attitudes of true worship. And yesterday we covered one aspect, and that is the positional aspect or attitude of true worship, and we're going to look at the conceptual attitude of true worship. And I shared a number of scriptures. Let me just review a couple of them. Psalm 95 and 6, "Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." In Nehemiah 8 and 6, Ezra blessed the Lord, and the people answered, "Amen." They lifted up their hands, they bowed their heads, and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And then in 2 Chronicles 20:18, Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. So basically, the scriptures that I shared, and there are many throughout the Word of God, the attitude of bowing, kneeling, prostrating oneself is clearly associated with worship. It's lying prostrate or face down. It's an indication of a position of worship or surrender. Now, of course, one can worship without being in that position, but as we go through the Word of God, we see that frequently. That is how it is expressed in Revelation 4:10. The 420 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever. And so that's not, one doesn't have to be prostrate to worship, but that is an expression with the physical body of what the human spirit is really doing in its relationship to the Lord. That physical aspect is simply an expression of the spirit, if you will, in relation to God. The human spirit in worship, the spirit in worship, prostrates itself before its Maker in absolute reverence. You may not physically be able to get down on the ground before on your face, but your spirit, man, is doing that. Because, you know, people age, they have infirmities, there's physical limitations, so it doesn't require being physically prostrate, but one's spirit certainly is. And our spirits cry, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty," which was and is to come. And so, beloved, your innermost being, your heart, your spirit, bow before the everlasting Father, He who is omnipotent. What does that mean? It's unlimited in creative power. He's omnipotent, isn't that right? Almighty, unlimited authority and influence. He's omnipresent. He's present in all places at all times. And of course, He's omniscient. He's having infinite awareness and understanding and insight. He's possessed of universal or complete knowledge. And Him do we worship and say, He is Lord. Praise God. So our spirit bows before Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. So let's look at the conceptual aspects of true worship, our mental position or feelings toward our God in worship. Praise God. And I want to talk about three aspects of true worship. First, we're going to look at the fear of the Lord. Secondly, at godly reverence, which is closely associated with holiness. And thirdly, humility, which has as its precedence, if you will, contrition, lowliness of heart. Praise God. And so, as we look at what God is giving us, this understanding of worship, We want to talk about the fear of the Lord. And Psalm 25 and 14 says, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him." That's another message right there. What are the secrets of the Lord? "And he will show them his covenant." And the modern language translates that verse, "The secret or the companionship of the Lord is with them that fear him." And the Living Bible says, "The friendship of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant." So what is the fear of the Lord? It's commanded by the Word of God. We know that. And there's also many promises concerning the fear of the Lord. Let me share again quite a few scriptures to document what the Word has to say. Psalm 111 and 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Proverbs 1:7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Deuteronomy 10 and 12, "And now, O Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God?" Notice he puts that first, beloved, "to walk in all his ways," that's obedience, "to love him and to serve the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul." That talks about complete surrender there. Ecclesiastes 12:13. "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter." This is Solomon. After writing it in 12 chapters, he says, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Isaiah 8:13 says, "Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread." Outside of that, we need not have any other fears. And Joshua 24:14 says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth." 2 Kings 17:36 says, "But the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt with great power and an outstretched arm, him shall ye fear, and him shall ye worship, and to him shall ye do sacrifice." Psalm 147:11 says, "The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him." Isn't that lovely? "In those that hope in his mercy." And just a few more. Psalm 5:7 says, "But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple." Revelation 14:7 says, John says, "I saw another angel," and I'm quoting now, "saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." So we see fear of the Lord is an important aspect or attitude of true worship. Well, there's a second aspect I'd like to share with you, and that is godly reverence. And that's simply an awareness that God is supreme. He is God. There's none beside him. It's related to holiness. So often we don't understand what the word holy is, but let me share the true definition of holy. There's two aspects I'm going to share with you. The first one refers to God alone, characterized by perfection and transcendence, commanding absolute adoration. In this respect, there is none holy as the Lord. He is unique. He is absolute. There's none that can compare to him. But the Word of God tells us that his people are holy. You, brother and sister, you're holy. If you've accepted Jesus, we are a people, a peculiar people, set apart for the service of God. That's what holy means, to be set apart to the service of God, sacred. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures. The Word practically preaches itself. Psalm 89:7 says, "God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him." Psalm 29:2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Psalm 93:5 says, "Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. And just a couple more verses to share with you. Psalm 99:5, exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. And Revelation 15:4, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. Remember, that's that first meaning, perfection, transcendence, none like him. You alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. All right, so we've looked at the fear of the Lord and godly reverence as an attitude or aspect of true worship. And the final aspect I'd like to share with you is humility. I may not be able to get through all the scriptures today, but I'll share a few. What does humility mean? Well, it means humble, right? It's not proud or haughty, not arrogant or assertive, expressing a spirit of deference or submission. And of course, as God's people, that includes a spirit of contrition. We understand who we are and that we've been saved by Jesus. Jesus, of course, was the first true worshiper, and he manifested and showed us the way. Philippians 2:5 says, but he made himself of no reputation, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Praise God. Well, there's more to share, and I see my time is drawing to a close, and we must bring this broadcast to a conclusion. This is one of my favorite subjects, and I hope you're being blessed, because this is the ultimate issue of the universe. This is when time ceases and is no more. Worship shall be the sound that fills the heavens of heavens, and we shall all glorify him. That doesn't mean we're going to be in an eternal praise service, beloved. God will be having us doing all sorts of other things, but that's the attitude of the heart, that he alone is worthy and will be with him whom we have loved and served in our lives. Praise God. Well, I love you. The announcer will give our contact information. Share those prayer needs, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.